what minor inconveniences make you absolutely spaz?
Anne probably be able to answer this better than I would. Mostly when, so what's super dumb, we built a new house, right? The house that I live in, I built it. It's awesome. It's a great house. Everything works great, except we even have, so we have the Wi-Fi router that's in the basement, and then we have an access point in our main floor so that you supposedly you should have good Wi-Fi through the whole house. My job is on the internet. I should have good Wi-Fi. Well, the access point is on the east side of the house. My bedroom's on the west side of the house on the second floor.
Okay.
When I lay down in my bed, I'm just outside the range of the good Wi-Fi. Mm. So my Wi-Fi is spotty while I'm laying in bed. But if I sit up and hold my phone forward, it works.
You're going to have to just flip your whole bedroom around.
So like it's quite literally the matter of like 3 feet of where the Wi-Fi kind of shuts off. Yeah. And that is the most minor inconvenience ever, but it pissed me off to no end.
You should just move your bed into the middle of the room.
It just, it literally 3 feet to the east and I'd be good.
One that really bugs me, and it absolutely shouldn't, is when somebody takes, my wife takes something out of the microwave before the timer's done, and then she doesn't clear the timer. It'll be like 4 seconds left. And then it's just one extra button click for me, but God, that pisses me off.
It pisses me off too. Anne does it all the time. And I've now made it a point where when I walk over to clear it, I look at her and do it. But now nice. I did get caught once. I one time didn't clear it and she never let me hear the end of it. That's the tough part about, you know, having a bone to pick with stuff.
Yeah.
You better not mess up or they're going to be picking all your bones up.
Yeah, or you could just dim the light like very, very faint on your like microwave timer so you can't see it. And then you just get into the habit of hitting cancel before you start something every time.
It's true.
So a huge inconvenience for me.
Minor.
This is minor.
A minor inconvenience that is huge for me is when I'm trying to walk somewhere and people are walking slower than I am. And I understand not everyone can keep pace. So
is this just completely targeted at Jared?
No, because there's, I'm more so in a public place. Like, let's say the mall, for instance. If you're walking like four deep or like in like a grocery store, if I'm trying to like just get by you and I can't, it fucking, my blood will boil. Because then I passive aggressively like whip my cart over and then fucking go. I could go down the other aisle all the way back around and still beat them to the end of it.
I feel the exact same way about people walking in a parking lot. If I'm trying to find a parking spot and they're not like getting off to the side, I lose my shit.
Or like people who are,
I call it the Walmart shuffle.
People who are walking like across, like from the parking lot across like the main drive to get into the store. Mm-hmm. When they're just milling around and like just taking their time walking across a little, it's like knees to chest, motherfucker.
Well, no, it's not knees to chest. Because here's the thing that I've noticed. What will keep you two from getting pissed about it is if at least all they have to do is acknowledge that they're being slow and you're okay with it. Meaning my move when I'm in that scenario, I see someone, I give them a little wave, and then I just, while I'm walking, I do this with my shoulders up and down to make it look like I'm walking faster, but I'm not walking any faster.
Sure.
You want me to demonstrate?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm walking.
Like this.
Yeah, that blood boiling. Okay, yeah. Now give me the alternative. Oh, the shoulder shrug.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the half run.
One high knee was in there.
Yeah, it's just like you're not going any faster. It's just like
the shoulder. Okay. When I was younger, kid on the football team, he would do that and he would bob his head to make it look like he was an offensive lineman to make it look like he was sprinting, but he wasn't. He was speed walking.
This is as fast as I can go, coach.
That's a good one though. I like that because I mean it did look much faster even though it was the same pace.
Any sign of, you know, you're fucking me over is appreciated. Like anyone like acknowledging the fact is, it's like, all right, I feel
for sure.
I'm still upset that it's taking me so long to fucking park, but at least you know it's your fault, and I appreciate that.
Right, like imagine you were in line at a grocery store, and there was one cashier, and you guys were all lined up. 2 minutes go by, everyone's blood starts boiling. How long is that? But if the cashier was like, guys, I'm sorry, we are low staffed. I'm trying to get through everything as fast as I can. Just be patient.
Easy.
Then you're chilling. You're like, God, you know what? I feel really good about waiting now.
Yeah. It might even motivate me to call management and be like, hey, that cashier is legit. Employee of the month.
I might actually fill out the survey on the receipt.
Definitely. Probably get like a couple bucks back. Yeah.
But like, if you know, it's all about communication, really. Mm-hmm. With minor inconveniences. If they had told me, hey, just so you know, it might be a little spotty in your bedroom, it's kind of far away, I'd be like, well, that's fine. You know, I made this bed quite literally. Now I'm going to lay it in.
No, you wouldn't have. Even like, well, can you move the access point so I can have Wi-Fi in my room?
And then I wouldn't have the minor inconvenience. It's all about communication. Same thing with construction. If you would have, if they would have said, hey, it's going to take us 3 months to get your HVAC dialed in.
Oh, yeah.
Then we would have been fine with it.
Completely fine.
But when you expect to move in and the HVAC just supposed to work and it doesn't, that's where the minor inconvenience comes
100%.
In. So just communicate, everyone. Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/youbetcharadio.